Solar panels are popping up around Kentucky, including 5 major solar projects in the western, eastern, and northern parts of the Commonwealth. Of the 4,000-plus homes in Kentucky powered by solar, one couple in the far western region recently opened their doors to visitors interested in the growing market. Corey Sharber took a tour of their solar-powered dream house.
White solar panels line the roof of a yellow house tucked away in rural Graves County. The home features a pond stocked with fish, a chicken coop next to a garden, a couple of border collies, and a large solar array in the backyard. People gather in the living room to hear from guest speakers about the benefits of solar power and why they should consider converting their homes. Homeowner Leslie McColgan says that she became energy conscious after the gas shortages of the 1970s.
I had to have a locking gas cap because people were stealing gas out of people's cars and there were long lines of gas stations, so it's just kind of part of my consciousness.
McColgan and her husband, George Kennedy, have been talking about getting solar panels in their homes since the 1990s, and when they started building their dream house, they decided it was time to bite the bullet.
George kept saying, well, let's wait a little bit. Let's wait until the price gets better. And, you know, it finally we just reached a point where we were able to do it. And, yeah, the price has gotten better since we got it. It's like, that's going to happen.
They built their house 2.5 years ago around the principle of energy efficiency. Kennedy says the solar panels are a 10.1 kilowatt unit, which provides 50% of the home's power. He says it's one of the biggest that can be installed in a residential home.
What it does is it produces about 14,000 kilowatt hours so that the home can use it. And if the home is not using it when it's producing, it exports it back to the grid, which then Leslie and George get a credit on their bill at the end of the month for it.
That's Kyle Johnson, a sales manager with Harvest Energy Solutions, a company that installs similar projects across the Midwest. Johnson says homeowners can get a 30% federal tax credit for installing solar units. It can also help save on electric bills. So how much did it cost McColgan and Kennedy?
The initial price, but we got a rebate right away. So after you get the rebate, you're down to about $21,000 with your tax credit that you get the first year.
McColgan says with the money they're saving and through their budget, they plan to break even in about 7 years, and the cost of solar is falling. According to the Solar Energy Industries Association, in 1998, the average price of a residential system was $12 per watt. In 2014, it was $4. But Kennedy says it's not about the money.
We've got other options that we need to start exploring. And the sooner we do it, the sooner we're going to get there. We can't stop progress.
According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, coal-fired power plants generated 4/5 of Kentucky's electricity in 2017. According to the Solar Energy Industries Association, as of the first quarter of 2018, solar only generates less than 0.1%. McColgan and Kennedy believe there's a natural antipathy to change. Kennedy says people are used to getting their energy from coal.
Banking your future. The world's future, because this guy wants to make $100,000 a year so we can burn more coal. Just, you know, that's just really
short-sighted.
A study from Yale University says the main adopters of solar appear to be in suburban or rural areas. Also, wealth and population size are not the most determining factors of adoption. It's your neighbor. A study revealed that if a person's neighbor uses solar in their zip code or on their street, then they're more likely to adopt. Johnson says solar is not the complete answer.
We have to have a diversified grid where we get our energy from solar. We get it from geothermal, hydro, natural gas, all these sources. Because if we put all of our eggs in one basket, that basket could fall out one day and we're stuck.
Johnson says the decision to go solar comes down to dollars and cents, and solar could ease some of the burdens of rising electric bills. I'm Corey Sharber in Murray.